Welcome back to the narrow pod between pages, where we read Patrick Rothfuss's novella, which is a short novel, in case you didn't know, The Narrow Road Between Desires. And we read a page per episode, and then we talk about it, and you listen. And this is one of those pages, and it is page 181. And the page before this, 180, had nothing on it. It was blank. And now I will begin. 181. Night. Demons. When Bast came through the back door of the inn, he was greeted with the smell of baking bread, dark beer, and pepper in the simmering stew. Looking around the kitchen, he saw crumbs on the breadboard and the lid off the kettle. Dinner had already been served. That's the page.
No, there's more page.
Oh, keep shit. Going until
do the next piece do the next at paragraph. A time.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Should we restart?
No, keep going.
No, just keep going until piece perfect. At a time.
It's perfect. You got this.
Sorry, I have to find that now. Okay, I got it. Sorry. Stepping softly, he peered through the door into the common room. The usual folk sat hunched at the bar. There was old Cobb and Graham scraping their bowls. The smith's apprentice was running bread along the inside of his bowl, stuffing it into his mouth a piece at a time. Jake spread butter.
That's it.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what got into me. I thought this was another, like, one chapter, one, I don't know.
Piece at a time. That's the page. She's Amrita.
That's the page. I'm Amrita.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Joy. I got cute feelings getting old Cobb and Graham and the Smith's apprentice all listed out there. Aw.
I know. We got some of the gang, right?
My friends are here.
This is like stepping back into the frame narrative almost. Even though it's not really, there's no frame and not frame in this book, but it still feels like that.
What do you think old Cobb was talking about?
I think he was telling a story, a chronicler story.
Yeah. that's pretty good, actually.
I mean, we don't know when this happens relative to the rest of the story, but probably it actually happens before the main books because otherwise I have a feeling no one would be in the tap room.
Well, it's midsummer, right? And in the main books, it's harvest time.
Yeah, I think it's explicit that this is before the main books.
Well, presumably, just because I assume bad shit really happens at the end of the third book.
I do too. But someone should definitely write us a letter about how we know when this is relative to the main books. Because I'm lazy and don't want to try to figure that out.
We like their opinions, you know? Yeah, we'd like to hear what they have to say.
We're really interested in saying rude things about your opinions on this podcast.
Yes.
So send us a letter soon because there's only, you know, a few pages left. At the beginning of this page, I really wanted to smell that smell. I love the smell of baking bread. I love dark beer. Pepper in a simmering stew. I mean, that's just like the most inviting set of smells.
It definitely is. We bake all our own bread at our house and like twice a week. Okay.
Who is not muted?
John, is that you not muted? Okay.
It's a
thanks.
It's a chaotic day today. Night, there are demons.
It's a chaotic night.
That's what I'm going to lean into as explanation for what happened while I was reading.
Yes.
There were demons.
There were demons. And if we want to take that as a cue to take a peek at these embryos, there's a goat, which can sometimes be associated with demons.
And with Bast, of course. And Bast.
And with Bast.
Demon-like a few days ago.
Yes. And we've definitely heard fae and demons be equated before. And Patrick, not Rothfuss, notes in the chat that Reich also had some demon energy with the horns and the moon.
Absolutely.
Is this a halfpenny?
Potentially.
I'm seeing someone shake their head yes. It looks on this halfpenny like we see a figure with something above their head, much like Reich with the moon above his head.
Yeah, totally. There's like a person holding something up and holding a scythe. And I think they're like cutting wheat or corn.
Yeah, with their very large knife. I agree.
So much detail out of that. I feel like, at least for me, it's a really small...
Or it could be a scythe or a machete, or you're right, it could be a very large knife on the end of a stick.
Yeah, I think it is.
And we have one emerald on top of another, which I don't think we've seen before in any of the little images at the top of the chapter.
John's calling it a halfpenny and Vin's calling it half a round.
Okay.
I never cared enough about the coins to pay attention, so I'll believe that one of them is right.
Yeah, we'll trust them. We
have
the
another coin that has like vines on it.
But it's also octagonal.
Yeah.
I don't know what that one is.
Oh, you know, it has a hummingbird. I bet that that's Vintish, because that's the Calanthus, right?
Oh, is that what that is?
If there's a hummingbird and a Celis flower, I'm going to call that a Vintish something.
I want to agree with you, but I think maybe I need glasses or something. I can't see that much detail.
On the Kindle? It's not there?
Maybe that's a Vintish Royal.
It's just the difference between the ebook and the real book.
Yeah.
And then there's a genie lamp on top of something else.
Yeah. Which we haven't seen that before, right? Like one on top of another?
No, but the positioning is supposed to mean something, and we're supposed to ignore one as well.
Well, we've seen one partially be on top of another one. I just don't remember when that was. We do need to leave the coins to our numismatics division, which is not currently appearing on this episode.
Well, I mean, I could get down my 10th anniversary edition, but I still wouldn't care about it, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, it's okay.
John
still hasn't muted some amazing how.
Every episode, John makes a noise that he doesn't mean to make.
There have been 180 episodes where John makes one noise, and you have to go re-listen and find John's noise in every episode. Special Easter egg.
That's our recurring bit. That's what we need a t-shirt for. The thing that was left off of my Nick bingo card was a Reg joke.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that did make it through.
So what do we think this emerald that's underneath the candle is?
I don't know. I want to go back through and read this entire thing just to look at the emeralds.
We need the listeners to make a spreadsheet of all the emeralds, which chapters they appear in, what happens in those chapters, what they mean, and then send it to us.
I mean, the greater fandom has to have generated that by now, right?
That's true, actually. We are just shielding ourselves from all of that.
Right. This came out in November, and it's the end of March.
So we can just go on Reddit when we finish reading and find out?
It's not the end of March, Bill.
Sorry, no. I'm sorry. It's April 24th.
It's the end of April.
It's April 24th today, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of bingo cards, we have successfully now completed on this podcast all possible combinations of three podcast hosts that we could make amongst the seven of us. This was the last one that we had to do, and we've done it, and we will still do the rest of the episodes, but we finished all the combinations.
They just won't be as novel anymore.
Yeah.
Right. All possible combinations have been unlocked. John tells us that the emerald that's underneath the lamp is the Piper.
I was going to say that as well. Yeah, I thought there were like legs and limbs coming out. But yeah, super interesting because if the Piper represents Bast,
I don't know
what it means, but it's interesting.
Are those goat legs? Is that what the Piper Imbrel was? I don't remember if it was actually a...
I think it was just a picture of a...
It was Piper. Just someone dancing?
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and look. Because whatever is under the lamp in this picture is real effing weird. Does not look like a person to me. But I'll believe John. He is way more studied on this particular aspect.
The image above the Imbrels is more of like town than of the lightning tree.
Sorry, more, what did you say?
It's like of town, like you can see some like lit up windows on buildings
that are close together, not just one farmhouse.
Right. And
yeah, that's cool.
Some trees and the hill off to the side of the page and, you know, stars and moonlight.
I would guess that that building is the Waystone because this chapter, I think, will occur mostly in the Waystone, at least based on this first scene.
Well, yeah, and he's going, yeah. So at least one, there's three that I can see. So at least one of them is the Waystone.
So John tells us in the chat that on page 133, we can see a larger image of that Piper Imbrel. And yeah. In that image, there's the closed eye partially on top of the Piper Imbrel. So we don't see the very top of it.
Yep, this was the other one that was occluded, right?
Right.
We're definitely doing an Imbrel's analysis episode when we're done with all this.
So we can see, though, the cape and the tambourine and the recorder
and his
cute little dancing feet.
Yeah, his jaunty prancing feet, which now I understand why that's what that is, now that I can see him more fully.
But we don't see his head in either picture. You can see the feathers from the top of his hat in this one.
Yeah, I don't know what else more to say about the Imbrels. I do think it's funny that Bast has shown up, presumably with the carrots, now that dinner's over.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Or he still doesn't have them at all, maybe.
He doesn't have them. He doesn't have them in Lightning Tree.
He doesn't have him in Lightning Tree, but we've had a sort of a blank time space. Maybe he went back for them. We don't know. This could be divergent.
Ah, on page one, we can see the Piper and his hat.
Really?
The carrots.
That is like the deepest of the deep cuts, Joy. You went all the way back to page one?
I'm just following John in the chat and looking at the Imbrels.
Oh, good call.
I'm on an Imbrel tangent.
I'm sorry to distract.
Distract away.
I am out of things.
I am also out of things.
Same. All of my things are out.
Listener, we will empty you of things on tomorrow's narrow page.
Page.